excuse. All right, guys, we have one more storyteller. This is the...
I feel like you all know who it is.
It's me! No, it's not. It's Head Chef Tom Kern.
So anyway, yes, as he said, I'm Chef Tom Kern, the king of drinky things, junior. Oh, I'm the kung fu master guy, yeah. And by the way, it's door number two, if you're ever on Price is Right again. Just saying. So anyway, I really literally took this literally. So I'm going to tell you a story about my pants coming down. It really wasn't that good.
That's what she said.
Yeah. That's. Did you know her? Dude, this could have totally been your grandma. So. I don't mean that. No. Wait till you hear the story. I don't mean it like her bottom was up. It's not. Yeah. You asked for it. Okay, so here we go. So I've been cooking for a really long time. I my background will show its presence whenever everyone comes in and eats. So I know I'm the last guy to speak, and I can be a little long-winded, says my therapist. So I'm just going to kind of get right down to it. It's very true. It's so sad. So anyway, I'm happy to be working with all these guys. And you know when you show at a party and somebody's always wearing the same shirt as you? What the hell is that?
Same.
I'm
just
gonna start
level
coordinating.
Well, and we always okay.
Well, what's next?
I'm just throwing all this stuff. I've been thinking for like 2 hours. That's never healthy. That's not for me. When I was about 25 years old. It was about 1996. So those of you who remember 1996 can do the math. Those that you don't, it never existed. It's a myth. So I was the head chef and co-owner of the first restaurant I'd ever opened. You know, so I don't think it was really ego or anything like that. Maybe that's the moral. I didn't know to bring a moral, so maybe that's it. Don't be egotistical, but be confident, overbearing, louder than everyone in the room, and everything's going to work out just fine for everybody else who goes, that guy's fucking weird. So everything worked out for everybody else. So anyway, it was one night. I had actually had a falling out with my partners, and we had sort of tried to reconcile. And it's not that obvious by appearance or anything, but I was kind of a wild kid. Sarcasm lost. Okay. So anyway, a lot of let's just say partaking in all the things that are available. I'm one of those people that I celebrate when it's good. I celebrate when it's bad. I do too much when it's good. I do too much when it's bad. Usually when it's good, it turns bad real fast. Because I just overdo it. You know, I'm an overdoer. Overthinker, overdoer, overtalker, all that kind of stuff. I'm in that night. We reconciled. And, okay, I'm going to come back and, you know, come back to work and all that kind of stuff. And I just imbibed way, way too much. There was liquid things, other things in chalk form. We don't know. We're not here to judge. We're not here to, you know. It was a long time ago, I think. So I'm basically getting kicked out of my own restaurant because the other owners are like, dude, you are wasted. What are you doing in the back room with so-and-so doing this, doing that? And I've not known to necessarily wear underwear all the time. I do happen to have it today.
Way to go, Tom!
I do have it today. In my younger years, that... When I was younger, I was like, okay, I have two shoes, one pants, and one shirt. That's all I can handle at once. So anyway, I'm literally walking out the door, stumbling, staggering, you know, basically being, you know, strong-armed a little bit. And my pants start to fall down-ish. And I bend over to grab them. Then I trip, and I literally hit forehead first into the door. So I'm literally pants down, brown hole to the sky, and there are two women who are at least in their 60 to 70-ish standing right behind me, leaving the restaurant that I Well, I sort of still owned a little bit at that point.
They saw your ass.
Oh, they saw everything. Yeah. It's bottoms up. To the second power, man. Like, I took too many bottoms up, and my bottom was up. All I remember was, like, white clothes and red faces. And I'm like, that's probably not good. But at least there's still blood pumping somewhere. But anyway, so that's my story. I took it very literally. You know, going through the thing that, you know, people talk about one thing or another. I have three shout-outs I want to give. And my fellow geekdom knows I'm not a very viral person. But the first one has to be Good Morning Vietnam. And this is a comedy play, so I thought that was appropriate. Second one is, I have to do this for my wife. My horn will pierce the sky. Michael Scott. And the third one and final is, you've seen the ice bucket challenge thing. I think it's a great thing. But we're doing the liquid nitrous challenge. So whoever you know, comes in first, second, or third, they get to choose what part of my body I stick in liquid nitrogen.
It's just
I'm kidding. It's actually Ryan that's going to do it. But you guys get to choose. You totally get to choose. All right.
Thank you, Tom. And with that, we have reached